How many voters stop to consider the amount of work entailed on the state officials in bringing about a legal election? It requires not only an efficient, but large force. Secretary of State Charles Curry is the pivotal point around which the entire machinery works. The Sacramento Union, 1908.
This restored office appears as it did in the 1902 election. Campaign posters of the candidates hang above the fireplace, as well as the oldest clock in the Capitol, dating back to the 1860s. Secretary of State Charles Curry had a staff of 22, the largest in the Capitol at the time, due to the multitude of tasks overseen by the secretary. During elections, almost all of them would work overtime in this room, verifying voter returns from across the state. On the left side of the room, notice the wooden box on the floor next to Charles Curry's desk and the glass-domed container on the desk. These were early ballot boxes. Curry was in charge of voter registration as well as the filing of the candidates' campaign statements. He was also in charge of issuing certificates of incorporation, overseeing weights and measures, registering trademarks, maintaining the Capitol building, and ordering supplies for the legislative offices. On the desk, legislative bills and other government documents are tied up in red string, known as red tape. If you wanted one of the documents, you took scissors and cut through the red tape. Hence the expression, cut the red tape. Until 1975, this room continued to be a part of the offices of the Secretary of State. Today, the Secretary of State offices with the State Archives occupy the entire city block, bound by 10th and 11th and Owen P. Streets here in Sacramento.